This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Lisa and Pete here. You are the voice.
You're the voice.
You're the voice. No, you are the
We're
voice.
We're all the voice today.
Oh, wow. Listen to this crowd here. You magnificent people. You're joining us on Rottnest Island. Live from Thompson's Rottnest. And we got over here thanks to the guys at Rottnest Express. They don't just do ferries. They do bike tours and they do adventure boat rides as well.
Fast boat.
Oh, it was a very fast boat. How's everybody enjoyed the adventure boat ride? Was that a bit of fun or what?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, about a month ago, because you probably would have been listening while we were up and down the Coral Coast, there's a bit of a theme with the Lisa and Pete show. We tend to stumble across whales. Whales like us a lot.
They do.
And today did not disappoint. Have a listen to this.
On average, every 2 to 4 minutes, they'll come for a breath. The longest recorded downtime for a humpback was 48 minutes. That was a male singing to a female during the mating season. So he was getting a bit desperate. You shouldn't have to wait 48 minutes today.
Lads can really put the effort in when they want to.
The girls can really play hard to get as well. Average whale, 40 to 50 ton, 15 to 18 meters long, size of a bus. Fifth largest whale in the ocean, the humpback.
Oh, wow. It was pretty amazing seeing them.
And there was about three or four different groups, and one of them was like, it was like West Side Story for whales. It was a gang.
Yeah, a gang
they
of
were
them.
Just it was fantastic.
Their flukes were up out of the water. They were waving. Breaching. It was amazing.
I thought they were waving too.
Yeah, they were. They were waving at us. So, like, welcome over to Rottnest Island, guys. Good to have you here.
Mm.
The other thing that happened, of course, you know, you don't get on an adventure boat ride without the adventure part.
No.
So we had a bit of fun, and that boat goes really fast. Have a listen to this.
So we've literally just gotten off the boat heading over to Rotto, and we've jumped in another boat, the adventure boat. It's the four-drive of the seas. It's holding the Naiad. It's the same boat that the SAS, the Marines and stuff use. And apparently it's unsinkable. And we're about to go and test that theory out as we speak by going over some misty swells. It's protected. It's when we get around the other side of the island that we'll really pick up some speed. Oh, there's a little wave there. Come on, let's go.
Yourself.
I was enjoying myself a little bit.
They did say that about the Titanic too.
Yeah, they did.
But no, it really is unsinkable. And we went around to the seal colony, the seals. Oh. And it wasn't just us enjoying this first sort of really good, beautiful day of, spring into summer.
Mm-hmm.
Those seals, the most he could do was just flip a thing up at us how good is it?
He was the one on the
rock,
right?
That was seal,
right?
But how good is it?
Yeah, and he was the one on the rock and just waving at us. And then there was, like, we got told about these other seals that were in the bay area as well.
Yeah.
And how they used their flippers, what were they doing? They were sailing.
They were synchronized swimming.
Synchronized, looked like it, didn't it?
It was like Ethel Merman sort of a seal.
And the caps and everything.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
But you know what? Like, we are so chock full of information here as well, because the great people at Rottnest Express, they're not just all about the adventure boats and the ferries and everything. They're really good at telling us, you know, about how great this island is and a chock full of information. Have a listen to this.
Now, it's a sensitive environment, so many people coming, we must conserve it. There are ways we can do that. On the sea bottom here, we have seagrass, and seagrass is a nursery for young fish. So if everybody came to Rottnest, dropped their anchors in the seagrass, it would disappear, we'd lose a lot of marine life. So we have 900 mooring buoys around Rottnest so boats can secure themselves. Now, we are an island not connected to the mainland for power or water, so we need to make it here. 45% of the power here is from renewable energy, sun and wind, and 90% of the fresh water is desalinated from the wind turbine. Now, all waste on the island is taken off, so recyclables are sent to the mainland for recycling, solid waste is sent to the landfill. More and more people will come here every year, and we must make sure that my children, your grandchildren can experience the same things that we experience today.
Yeah, because it is beautiful here.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin it.
No, you can't smoke the seagrass, it's wet. the last ferry's about to leave. Show of hands, anyone who wants to be on it? No, not a single one.
No, not a single one. Can't blame you, because we're in for a treat tonight. We're having dinner at Thompson's Rottnest. Thank you very much for hosting us. And we'll be staying overnight tonight at Karma Resorts as well. Now, we had lunch at Geordie's Cafe in between some other bits and pieces that we did today. And coming up inside the next 10 minutes, we're going to find out the thing. Today was the first time that Lisa actually found out something that people have known about wedges for an eternity.
Wedges.
Wedges. Wedges. Yeah. Wedges.
Stay with us. I thought it was like double dipping. I didn't think it was the right thing to do.
No, this is the only way to do it. 8 minutes away. Stay with us. Lisa and Pete at Mix 94.5. We're made in Perth, live from Rottnest Island. It's Lisa and Pete here. We're made in Perth. Oh, look, no applause this time around.
No, because they're eating.
Yeah, busy with your mouths and your hands full.
You can't applaud with your mouth full.
That's true.
It's like dipping your wedge in two things at once.
You can't applaud with your mouth full.
Well, you know.
How do you applaud?
Quite often my hands are full of my mouth. Hang on, this is getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Just carry on.
So we are at Thompson's tonight on now Quokka Rocka Party. We're having a good time. Dinner's out. It's being served. We're seeing things like burgers and fish and calamari and all sorts of
pizza?
Things. It's great.
Did I see pizza? Yeah.
Pizza as well.
Is it delish?
Good work, guys.
Just hold out one thumb.
It's good. Because,
Elvis? Pizza's
very
coming.
Good.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
All right. Because, look, it's good because, look, I mean, I can't say this about the Segway people, but the cycling people certainly earned it, you know, in terms of pedalling up and down the hills.
We cycled all the way to Strickland and back.
Rottnest Express, they ferried us over. We did the adventure boat ride with those guys as well. But the bike tour as well, Lise, how was the bike tour?
The bike tour was great. It was a nice leisurely tour. We went up to the basin and there's a few people that saw it. So amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think you get that colour water anywhere else in the world.
No, it's gorgeous.
About three different colours. Incredible.
Do you remember how to ride a bike?
Yes, I did. It is like they said, you don't forget. You just get back on. And we did have to wear a helmet.
Oh, that's good.
It is a law in Australia, everywhere.
Let's have a listen to how it went down.
We are doing a leisurely bike ride with Damien from Rottnest Express today for our different levels of fitness and age. But you can do bigger bike rides, Damien, can't you?
Absolutely. The choice is yours. It's a big island, so you can go the full 22 kilometres around. Beautiful scenery, 20 bays, 63 beaches. And there are lots of little trails around the place. Yep, as you said, depending on fitness, there's something to suit everyone.
Well, the thing is, you can't really get lost. It's just the one road. You head out, you come back in. And there's a bay to stop at every, you know, couple of minutes for a swim.
That's right. On a hot day, you generally make a stop every couple of minutes to jump in and cool off.
Do you need to ride all the way to the end to see the first seals that we saw today from the boat?
You do. The only first seal colony is at the wild west end of Rottnest. A new viewing platform was built there a couple of years ago, so it's a great place to take a long ride out and see the first seals. You can also catch the bus out there, though.
Yes. Make sure you take water.
I believe we have some audio of you riding the bike.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
It's okay. I hope that was the only hill.
Yeah.
Lucky I did put my helmet on because the first person we came across was a bike policeman.
Oh, the bike policeman.
Yeah, he was handsome.
Was he just?
Yeah. I might do something wrong later. Well, I am a sucker for a guy in uniform.
When that uniform's on the floor of your bedroom. All right, mate. No worries. That's fine. So there was that, and then the other half of us...
How did you go on the Segway?
Oh, we did all right.
It's a nice Segway, isn't it?
It was all right, wasn't it? See, you can tell the people who rode the Segway because they're full of energy still. But look,
It's good fun. I did it last time. It is really good fun.
It is such good fun. And, you know, we had a bit of a yarn just to sort of get everybody's feelings about how they were feeling about jumping on a Segway. Have a listen.
How's everybody feeling?
Great.
Everybody cracked?
Yes.
Good. Everybody feeling balanced?
Somewhat.
How are we looking for segwaying today? Beautiful day for it.
Looks like it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah.
Fun little time adventure out there anyway.
A few magic, a few jumps, a few bunny hops.
I hope so. One thing I'd like to do is see if it can go on one wheel too.
Yes, let's do it.
Yep, got pretty close too, I reckon. Segway Tours WA, they also talked us through what we had to learn.
Over summertime, we operate every day of the week. We do 5 tours a day. We can take up a maximum of 20 people per tour, and that's mostly on our group tours. We like to take only up to 10 people on our regular tours because it's more intimate with the people.
Very intimate, wasn't it, Owen? Yeah.
Isn't that fun when you get yourself a Segway convoy?
Oh, it's so good. Because you do, you come one straight line around the island. It was fantastic. And then we, of course, you know, once we were pretty confident, we jumped on the Segways and it pretty much went like this.
Chimpanzee riding on a Segway, chimpanzee.
It's one of my favourite songs.
Thank you, Damien from Rottnest Express for our cycling trip.
It was great, guys. We'll be back in 15. Lisa and Peter, Mix 94.5, live from Rottnest. We want to talk about what you were doing wrong. We had lunch at Geordie's Cafe earlier today.
Yeah, it was delicious.
It was delicious. And out came the wedges.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know,
with Lisa, the usual bowl of chili and bowl of sour cream next to it.
Right.
Which I love to partake.
Now, describe how you usually partake in the eating of said wedges with the sweet chili sauce and the sour cream.
Let me tell you, normally I would dip in one or the other. Right. I would choose either sour cream or chili. And I noticed our chief engineer, see, he's smart, yeah. Mark, he's dipping in the sour cream and then in the chili.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, sour cream and chili obviously go together. Mm. And it just occurred to me that that's what you meant to do. I thought that it was rude, that it was like double dipping with your corn chip.
No, that's the whole point. It's been the whole point for years when it comes to wedges
and
coming
out. But then you're getting your chip, your wedges, sour cream into the chili. That's okay, isn't
that's
it?
Fine.
That's as long as it hasn't been in your mouth.
No, because you're going to be doing that anyway.
I'm all over it now.
Yeah, so I can't. It's taken you this. I can't believe it. It's amazing. Like, but
welcome
to the party.
I'd go wedge with sour cream, then a wedge with chili.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing wedges in a whole new light.
Did it blow your mind or what?
God, did it blow my mind?
We want to know 1333 53. After all this time,
are you as dumb as Lisa? Is that the question today?
What were you doing wrong? It's Lisa and Pete here. We're Made in Perth, coming to you live from Rottnest Island for our Quokka Rocker party. We're doing this from Thompson's Rottnest. $42,000 up for grabs with the Secret Sound. That's coming up after 5 o'clock. Right now, though, 1333 53. Absolutely. We want to know, what were you doing wrong? This off the back of our lunch together at Geordie's Cafe today.
Yep.
We realised for the first time, Lisa tried, what was it? It was the wedges?
Oh, look, it sounds so exotic, doesn't it? But I didn't realise you could dip your wedge in the sour cream and then in the chilli sauce. Mm. I thought you had to go one at a time. I thought it was like double dipping a corn chip.
And then, boom, mind blown. Hey, we've got a couple of people in the crowd.
Yep.
Who can attest to this sort of stuff. We've got Paul from Australind. G'day, Paul.
How you going?
Paul, what were you doing wrong?
Well, I'm feeling a bit ripped off. Up until today, I've been walking everywhere. I've just found out about Segways.
Oh, mate, yes, that's a beauty. This is a beauty.
Exactly.
Segway Tours WA. It's a little bit easier, isn't it? Who had to cycle? Who went on the bicycle tour? I mean, it's nice.
Well, you say it like had to cycle. It was nice.
Oh, I'm sure it was nice.
Yeah.
We've got Steve from Stirling. This is Steve Elvis, Steve.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, ever since I started doing Elvis 20 years ago, my wife reckons I'm doing everything wrong. She used to be a big Elvis fan, but now she's had Elvis up to here, you know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the question, what's the question again?
Oh, jeez. Mate, you're doing this phone topic wrong right now.
Yes, thank you.
What have you been doing wrong this whole time? Oh, here we go.
Today or every... Well, my wife reckons I've been doing everything wrong since the 11th of the 10th, 1980.
Right, okay.
Which is up to yesterday, 37 years ago.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
So,
we've got two anniversaries on this trip.
Yes.
Hello.
Who else? Oh, lovely, Tracy.
Can we just very quickly tell the story of Tracy and her husband? That 38 years ago, was it? Can I say that? Oh, you got married when you were six. And you came to Rottnest for your honeymoon. Haven't been back since, and here they are now on their anniversary.
Oh, nicely done. All right.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, Made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.